city's logo is everywhere.
That's good.
How long have you had that now? I don't know.
Which one, the new logo?
The new one.
This logo, a few months.
Has it been months?
Three, 4 months?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We put the minutes in there for the last 2 meetings, but they're drafted and we haven't done our final review of them, so we would rather not approve.
I'm going to request, without even your prompting me, that we delay the approval of those minutes until next meeting.
That's good.
I'll ask for somebody to make that motion.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're all on the same page.
Well, let's go. Get the family data, maybe. Want to call to order the meeting of the City of Ocala Zoning Board of Adjustment, Monday, December 17th, 2012. If you'll please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see here. Would you like to call the roll, please?
Mr. Carrasco?
Here.
Mrs. Johnson? Mr. Jergens?
Here.
Mr. Moses?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos?
Hi.
Mr. Williamson?
Here. Do I have a motion regarding the minutes, please?
Make a motion to accept.
Whoa, stop. You got here late.
Make a motion to accept.
Actually, I haven't heard for roll calls at present.
That's fine. There was discussion about the minutes prior to arrival. Well, I'll just ask this, is there a second?
Second.
You can keep going.
All in favor?
Well, let's discuss it.
Here's what, these are in draft form.
Okay, I withdraw my motion.
So, right, we just, all we're going to do is have a motion to accept the minutes at the next meeting.
Make a motion to accept the minutes at the next meeting.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, sir.
Our case tonight, SE12-0006, Markovich Investment Company.
Raise your right hand. If you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you state your name for the record?
Joseph, Jody Cohn, City of Ocala, Earth Management Department. I'd like to submit the following to the record for Exhibit A for special exception case 12-0006. The applicant in this case, as was previously mentioned, is the Markovich Investment Company. The applicant is requesting a special exception to allow the sale of used automobiles in the B3A CRA commercial corridor and zoning district. This acre and a half site is located in the 400 block of North Magnolia Avenue. It was formerly an administrative office that was associated with internet sales. The site was constructed in 1952 and originally served as an automobile dealership as well as a service facility. The site has three frontages, one on Northeast 5th Street, one along Northeast 1st Avenue, and one along North Magnolia Avenue. There's five different access points, two along Northeast 5th Street, one along Northeast 1st Ave, and two along Northeast North Magnolia Avenue. The surrounding area consists of a combination of commercial, industrial, and office type uses. I'm just gonna go around to some of the adjacent uses here clockwise. Here to the east is, the west is Amson Signs, Walton's Equipment Rental. To the north, we have
Paint and Body Shop,
the Danny's Professional Auto Body. The vacant building here to the north is the former labor liner site. To the east is the shuttle liner site, and to the east is the WMOP building. It's a former, it's now being used by a fitness company. And to the south is Madison Commons, which is a recent development, which is an office type use. There's also a vacant building, Southern Plain Glass, there to the south. Just looking at a few pictures of the site, this is along North Magnolia Avenue, looking to the south in the front of the building. This is looking at the other front of the building at the corner of Northeast Fifth Street and Northeast First Avenue. This is looking to the rear of the site along North Magnolia Avenue, looking northward. This is just for access, just kind of demonstrates how the access works on the site. It runs along the eastern side of the site, basically the north to the south, there along First Avenue. Automobiles, whoops, I don't have any other slides. Automobile sales is defined as code by code as an establishment engaged in the retail sale of used automobiles. These establishments frequently maintain repair departments and carry stocks of replacement parts, tires, batteries, and automotive accessories. According to code, special exceptions shall be in harmony with the requirements of the zoning code and the surrounding area. And as found in your staff report, the applicant has submitted a sketch and has met all of the criteria for a special exception for which the board judges. Basically, our final recommendation is based on the information submitted by the applicant and a finding of fact that the proposed sales of used automobiles is compatible with the surrounding neighborhood and development. Staff recommends approval of the special exception to allow the sale of used automobiles in the V3A CRA Commercial Corridor Zoning District with the following conditions. The special exception for the sale of used automobiles shall be granted to only the applicant and his tenants. All vehicles shall be stored on site in an orderly, organized fashion. All service work shall be conducted within the building. Parking of customers' vehicles associated with any type of mechanical services should not be allowed in the public on-street parking areas, or spaces, I should say. Parking spaces shall be designated striped on the existing parking lot pursuant to a city-approved striping access plan prior to obtaining a certificate of occupancy. All automobiles for sale must be parked at least 4 feet from the edge of the property. The business tax certificate must be issued on this property for the stated sale of used vehicles within 2 years, or the special exception shall expire. And an access plan shall be submitted to the city's traffic engineer for review and approval. Is there any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Pendleton?
No, sir.
No, thanks.
I do. I didn't really research the zoning code. What would the zoning, what is the current zoning now is?
B3A.
B3A. What are some typical uses that would apply to that zoning code?
I think typically what we find in the B3As, and all the B3s are a variety of mixed uses, but it's probably just a little bit of a lower impact as far as retail uses, offices, and some service type uses.
What might the zoning code be to allow this use?
Well, typically what we find in used car sales is B4 zone,
okay,
which is what you find on most of your arterial roads around town.
Right.
I think, if I could interrupt, I think perhaps what Mr. Moses was asking is what are some of the other uses for businesses that are allowed in the B3A, is that correct?
If you want specific uses, I have a list that I could read off to you.
Well, that would be somewhat helpful, yes.
Okay. May I add something while he's looking?
Sure.
I'm very familiar with that area. I redid four of those properties around there. Behind Amston Sign, there's the pub. Behind that, there's a warehouse and a plumbing supply and plumbing repair office. Right catty corner from Amston, and then by the Fitness Evolution, there's a body shop to the north of that, Paint and Body Shop, Lester's. And then the shuttle liner really is a storage and parking facility for all the shuttle liner pickup and delivery businesses. And then, of course, Walton's has the open storage area with a fence around it for all his rental equipment.
Yeah. For example, in the B3A, just to give you a few examples, as far as retail uses, you can have a department store, which in my mind is a pretty high impact use, as well as a liquor store, a pharmacy, a motel. You can have a parking lot, garage, a print shop, a restaurant. assisted living facility. I mean, those are just examples of the permitted uses in the B3A.
Would this be granted to both the applicant and any tenant of the applicant?
That's one of our stipulations for recommendation.
Could that be a series of tenants?
I would say so, as long as Mr. Markovich held on to the property.
As long as they comply, and whoever he leases it to would have to comply with whatever we decide tonight.
Right.
Or they don't get a CO, or they don't get they revoke your license.
Right, and there is some wording in the code. We ask for keep all the inventory in an orderly, organized fashion. I know that's somewhat ambiguous, but the idea is that the use wouldn't kind of sprawl out onto itself, and there wouldn't be storage on the site. And if they were going to be doing any kind of services, it would be inside the building. And we did discuss that with the applicant, and he was agreeable to it.
There won't be any motors laying around. There won't be any cars on blocks. It's pretty, pretty.
Is the applicant purchasing property?
Yes.
You are? Okay, well, good. That needed to be bought.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said property needed to be bought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I'm ready to make a motion to approve it. I'm very familiar with that area for the last 15 years and have done 4 remodels in that area. I think it's very compatible with the surrounding area.
I'll second.
Well, we can discuss it.
That's probably going to work, but we got to do 2 other things first. Are there any more questions from Mr. Cohn?
Yes, I have one from Mr. Cohn. Is the city going to tear down is the city going to buy Southern Plate and Glass and tear that down? What's going on with Southern Plate and Glass?
I know that we do have a project afoot to tear it down. I'm not sure about the ownership on that particular piece.
Okay.
It's falling down. Yeah. I mean, it's got bad walls.
It's coming down one way or another.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cohn.
Okay.
Would the applicant like to speak?
Sure. Thank you, first of all, for your time.
Would you state your name for the
Greg
record, please?
Greg Markovich.
Okay.
We've had that property for quite some time, since 1976.
Sorry, I have to swear you in.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've owned the property since 1976. We had a Nissan dealership there. We had a Kubota dealership there. We're just trying to get some cars in there to use the building because we can't use it for anything else. We're trying to sell it for years. It's not sellable. As you know, the economy is what's going on. Just trying to look for something to do to get some income generated.
So you still own it? I knew it was for sale, but
yeah,
you're still
not,
the original owner.
Okay. If someone came along, yeah, I'd love to sell it.
Yeah.
If you know anybody.
Yeah.
Across the street, there's a body shop. They do work outside. They do sandblasting outside.
Yep.
Walton's put another body shop across the other side of the street. His equipment rental is a junkyard. We've always kept our place orderly and neat at all times, always, since we had the property. Always comply with everything going on there. I just think it would add to the area, especially down near the plate, of all the other things going out of business down there. Somebody being in there, being empty, it's not good in the area right now. And it's going to get worse down there. So we hope we get some through there with the car dealership.
You appear to have no resistance whatsoever.
Yeah.
So,
that's really all to say.
Any questions with Mark?
No,
is it a used car?
Used cars.
Used car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And B3A in the muni code right now, you can have service work already.
Okay.
So that's not something I'm trying to get the exception on. It's just the selling of used cars.
Right.
So,
okay. Thank you, sir.
We'll make a motion that we accept it as.
We got one more question to ask. I don't see anybody out there. No, you're done. Anybody in the audience would like to speak regarding this application? That being said, okay, Mr. Carrasco.
Make a motion to accept as this city planner has recommended.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Any discussion?
Mr. Carrasco.
Yes.
Mr. Juergens.
Yes.
Mr. Moses.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Williamson.
Yes. You can start selling cars, sir. Well, assuming you meet all these other criteria.
Thank you very much.
We released you anyway.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Is there any other business conduct tonight?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Turn.
All right, we made up for the other 2 meetings.
No, we didn't.
Did George second that?
I did.
To adjourn?
I did.
Thank you. Guys, have a good evening.
I don't know how you make up.
No, are you sure? Pick me up. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how we'd ever do that.
No, you do?
Yes, sir. I do. If you can get a hold of her, I'll thank you.
Okay, I'm glad. No. We're in another place right now.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.